Okay, my friends, the lie and the truth contrasted. Again, the lie and the truth contrasted. The word, the Logos, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That he is the resurrection and the life, and that he is that most blessed man from heaven, the bread of life, and that he is the way to the Father. I would also implore you to see for validation John, the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter and the 35th verse, the 11th chapter, 25th verse, the 14th chapter and the 6th verse, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and verse 15, and also Revelation, the 19th chapter and the 16th verse. Okay, but my brother, my sister, what are the Heavenly Father's ways, though? Well, God the Father, Yahweh, or Jehovah's love, God is light, God is all-knowing and omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipotent. God is holy, just, pure, and gracious. God is almighty, and his reach and his sphere of influence is bounteous. God is a governor. He is the master governor of the universe. He is the master of divine order. He is the universal potentate and the sovereign king of the universe. Matter of fact, the galactic expanse, the planets, the stars, the suns, and the moons foretell and display his infinite glory. Now, as I stated earlier, God is the great governor, and he is also the master educator, whose wisdom and power, which is fueled by his love, is perfect and eternal, as is he. Now, God created all things, and this includes the laws that govern our lives and the universe. Everything from the law of gravity to his divine commandments and statutes that prevent poverty and depravity. Now, as long as man learns and lives in accordance with these clearly revealed laws and statutes, then he or she will thrive and prosper. But if the man rejects and rebels, he then becomes the perfect candidate for the wicked one, Satan, to debase and slaughter. Now, man, one man, under his own volition, has the power to choose the ways that lead to abundant living and blessing, or the ways that lead to poverty, cursing, and death. Flat out. Now, the great lie that we are inundated with in this 21st century is that we can prosper and thrive without moral excellence. Without God, there is no goodness and therefore no excellence. Now, Satan, the master manipulator, the liar, the thief, and the murderer, continues his ignominious propaganda, and a naive and enslaved humanity is the diabolical result. As I stated before, bad communications corrupt good manners and thwarts all positive potential. Pay attention. When you listen to a champion, the champion of the universe, Yeshua Mashiach, you'll learn how to win. But I guarantee you, if you open up your heart and your mind and hear the lies of a fool, Satan, your demise will begin. Let me say that one more time. When you listen to the eternal champion of the universe, Yeshua Mashiach, okay, Jesus Christ, you'll learn how to win. But if you're behind, you open up your eardrums to the lies of that fool Satan, your demise will begin.